Hi, this is Jim Hart with the interview for the P&D of the month. And this month we have Melanie France from Raleigh, North Carolina. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning.
And Melanie made an awesome sale to a natural grocer in Raleigh. And I just want to put a little caveat out there for those of you from smaller properties. We didn't pick this because it has a lot of P&D pieces, even though it does. Really more about the approach and bringing in the multimedia team and making P&D a part of an overall solution for the advertiser, multiple drops. So there's an awful lot good here that you can take away even if the sale is only 100,000 pieces. So I don't want you to get the notion that this is about the fact that it happened to be 1.3 million pieces, which is pretty cool too. So Melanie, tell me a little bit about the sales process in Raleigh. I was immediately struck by how many different products you pulled together for this advertiser. How does that work? How do you do that?
Well, as an account executive in Raleigh, we all sell all products. And when we do that, you know, the important part is to understand what a customer needs before we go into any of the, I have one of these and some of this, and that sort of thing. So once we find out what the need is, and in this particular case, it was actually a small natural grocer who was expanding in the market from one store to two stores, and they wanted to promote the grand opening. They wanted to do it with inserts, and they wanted some information about Post-it notes and just some ideas about how to be very visible. So once I got the information, got the time frame, I put together a proposal that included Target Smart, Post-it notes, ROP, and online. And I presented print and deliver for the inserts, and I also presented just distribution so they could see the difference in the products and the cost, and they could look at what their outside cost would be to pre-print. And so once they saw that and took a look at it, we massaged it a little bit, and they, in fact, added to what I had proposed in number of dates, and that's how we got the proposal.
That's great. So you have a total of 14 drops between March 25th and May 15th for a total of 1.3 million. And when you say jumbo, you're talking roughly 11 by 11 or 10.5 by 10.5, right in that range.
Right, the larger size.
Great. So they really went out there. I noticed on the online side, you had sliding billboards and 24-hour takeovers. You had multiple Post-it note dates as well, right?
Exactly. Exactly. We had three Post-it notes, and the Post-it notes were one full-run News and Observer, and then the Cary News, which is one of our community papers that publishes on Wednesday and on Sunday, which is really the primary area that the store is in. But they did go full run in and O as well. So they got tons of exposure. They did, as you mentioned, sliding billboard with 24-hour mobile takeover on all of our mobile platforms. And they've had great response.
Well, you just answered my last question. How's it working for them? So they're real pleased and nice. You know, nice traffic in the store, and
they're very pleased. They're getting good traffic in the store. They're getting good exposure, pretty good click through rate on the online. And we are actually at the point that we need to look at the next phase of their advertising, because this schedule ends on the 15th of May, and so we're at the point that we need to develop the second schedule and move forward.
Got P&D in there?
Of course.
Of course.
Of
course.
Well,
thank you so much, Melanie. This is an awesome sale, and I love that you put together all these things, and they're working for the advertiser so well, and great use of P&D in a nice media mix. Anything any tips or things you'd like to add for the sales reps out there listening?
No, not really. I as I said up front, it was a matter of figuring out what the customer needed before I decided what I would offer. And in our particular office, we have great support. We have an online specialist that works with the account executives in an assigned team, and we have P&D specialist. So I had a lot of support, and I appreciate the help I had. I don't know how everybody else is set up, but if you have support, use it.
Yeah, I love that you mentioned when we talked a little bit before we turned on the recorder that you just can't keep up with all the stuff that's going on in digital, and it's great to have a partner in that space that's going to come to the table for you and add their contribution into the overall mix that you're putting together. I think that's just such a terrific way to position things.
I'm blessed to be on a good team.
Yeah. Well, thank you, son. They're blessed to have you on the team. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much this morning, and thanks for submitting that and sharing it with everybody.
And, absolutely.
Good luck on the big prize for the P&D of the year.
That would be wonderful. That would be just wonderful. But really, I'm just going to keep doing my job and see where it goes.
Terrific. Thanks so much. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right.